You're listening to SBS News.
Former fire and emergency chiefs, ex-defence personnel, Indigenous experts and climate scientists have met to discuss a national bushfire prevention strategy. Speakers are urging strong action on climate change to prevent a repeat of the Black Summer bushfires which devastated Australia. Greg Mullins, the former Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, says there's no question the fires are driven by climate change.
The analogy of the boiling pot on the stove, you can keep mopping up the water that spills over, we actually got to turn the stove off. So we've got to dial down the temperature, not for us, but for the benefit of future generations. And I've got grandkids now, and I'm very, very focused because they're going to inherit a world that's maybe unlivable.
The 2019 to 2020 bushfire season was one of the worst on record, burning more than 17 million hectares of land and killing 450 people due to smoke, alongside a billion animals. It's now the subject of the Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements, which was launched in February. The virtual National Bushfire and Climate Summit convenes experts that the Royal Commission may not have heard from. Climate scientist Leslie Hughes says climate change is making fire conditions worse by increasing lightning strikes, unprecedented drought and hotter temperatures.
This should be a warning of what we're facing down the track. You know, the resources that we have to put into emergency services must be greatly increased because we could have another year like this next year. And if not next year, the year after or the year after that. I think we've got to not think about last summer as a one-off series of events. It's a warning for the future.
The panel warns climate change could hinder Australia's ability to battle blazes as the bushfire season becomes longer and more intense. Cheryl Durant, Defence's former head of defence preparedness, says the department has been studying the effects of climate change for around a decade. Ms. Durant says climate change multiplies every security threat, meaning the Defence Force wasn't prepared for the last bushfire season.
The disasters that occurred last summer were fundamentally different from what we had anticipated. And what was really very, very different was the duration of the operational response phase of the disaster. Normally, when you have a crisis like a flood or a fire, it's a crisis that lasts a few days or a few weeks at most. But these crises went on for weeks and for months as the fires moved around Australia. That creates a lot of ongoing pressure and concurrency dilemmas for defence.
Experts are criticising the federal government for its inaction in tackling climate change. Climate Council Chief Executive Amanda McKenzie slammed the government for not meeting its 26 to 28% emissions reduction target, which she says is already inadequate. Ms. McKenzie is pushing for state, territory and local governments to lead the way on climate policy.
Most of the states are really moving. A lot of local governments have really been leading the way as well. And the thing is, a lot of the climate movement has been pushing the federal government for years to act, and we just haven't got tangible outcomes from the federal government. So we can't necessarily expect that they're going to lead in the future.
There are also calls for the use of Indigenous land management techniques to lessen the impact of bushfires. Oliver Costello, the chief executive of Firesticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, says Aboriginal people have knowledge of the land and experience in managing it through changing climates. He insists many firefighters have been carrying out hazard reduction burns incorrectly for centuries.
That's really what, I guess, cultural fire management's taught me, is that, you know, you need to understand the landscape, you need to understand people's connection to it, you need to manage it in a way so that it responds. And that's really what happened, but we're not seeing enough of it in the landscape. You know, we're seeing a lot of mismanaged land, we're seeing a lot of pollution and climate impacts that are driving these extreme conditions.
Mr. Mullins admits over his almost 40-year career in emergency management, firefighters haven't been receptive to the advice of Indigenous Australians. He says fire chiefs need to educate firefighters and rely on the knowledge of Indigenous experts to reduce the risk of bushfires.
The technology that they've had for tens of thousands of years is that far beyond what we use in my RFS brigade with a drip torch and how we burn things. It's unbelievable. So we need to tap that knowledge and show a bit of bloody respect that's been lacking for 200 years. And these people actually know how to manage this land.
Experts at the summit are set to make recommendations on the 29th of July, which they hope the Royal Commission will consider. Alan Lee, SBS News.